Yeah, hugely important for us to go out and play well, and we're really desperate to win the series. So, and for the young group of guys and for that dressing room, it would give us a huge amount of confidence to win a series here away from home. So there's a lot of excitement around the group, which I think is great. It's a really fun dressing room to be a part of, and that young energy that we've got. And the way we've played in the last few games, it gives us a lot of confidence going into tomorrow. I think it's a huge relief in a sense to get a score and to contribute to an England win. It can be a pretty tough time when you're going through that and you're sort of questioning whether it will come back at times. So great to come through that. And I think I've learnt a lot from it, and hopefully use those experiences to improve me as a player, and to, if I ever to go through that form again, hopefully turn it around quicker. Yeah, it's huge to get the support of captain and all the team, really, all your support staff, and within the group, everyone's been very supportive, which means a lot. So it can be a tough time. You know, I think for myself, the making it the simpler, the better. You know, I've almost made it a harder game in my head than it needs to be made. It's a very simple game made complicated. So getting back to what I do well and the basics of things, and actually thinking about the game pretty logically, is the things that are going to help me. And actually, all tour, I feel like I've been hitting the ball well, and I just hadn't got a score. And so it's great to finally get that score, because you need that to end those that thing that just nags away at you about your form. Yeah, it does. I think that's the harsh reality of international cricket. There is a performance job, and as I know, I've been just recently dropped as well. If you're not performing, then you know that's the way it goes, and it's very tough. But Ian's a class player. He has been over a long period for England, and reading that he's determined to win his place back, which shows great professionalism and what a great player he is. So I'm sure he will. Maybe a bittersweet, I guess, in a way that either you need a score or you probably need to miss out. In a way, it does come as a bit of a relief to get out of the furnace for a bit, I guess, and to really refresh your mind. And actually, I think one of the real tough things is going through that. You start to really not enjoy cricket, and especially keeping wicket. Thinking about batting when you're keeping wicket really is not the best thing to be doing, and losing that sense of enjoyment, which is tough actually, because you've got the best job in the world really. So if I'm not in, should really be enjoying your cricket, and it does, I think, make you cherish what is actually going on. Playing for your country is a very special thing, and should never be taken for granted. And even through the tough times, I think you really got to try and enjoy and embrace the challenges. And I think that's a really big learning curve over the last 6 months or however long it's been. I'm not so sure. I think we always work hard, whether we win or lose. I think we've always been working hard. I think as a team, we've played well in those last two games, and I think we've won those key moments. When we've had a chance to grab the initiative in the game, I think that's what we've done. And especially with the ball, the turnaround with the ball in Sharjah, and our fielding performance, which I think in all three games the fielding's been absolutely fantastic, and I think that really makes a big difference. And I think it's those key moments that we've really won in the last two games. Yeah, I think a few times. I think one of the challenges, I always want to learn, and I think probably go through a stage asking too many questions and trying to learn from too many people, which I think is almost counterproductive. You think you're doing the right thing, but actually everyone plays the game pretty differently, and maybe something I need to improve is your sort of filter of information, taking things on board and does it work, doesn't it work, and then leaving it behind. But I think that's one of my big challenges, is to actually just get back to saying, being myself, trusting myself, and almost having the mentality that if I'm going to go down on your own terms, as opposed to trying to be someone you're not or play in a fashion that is not my way. So I think that's a huge learning thing, is to get back to really trusting myself and getting back that belief that however the way I do it is the right way for me. I think it's obviously we really want to win the series, and after the disappointment of the tests, similar to the last time England were here, you know, we turned it around in the one day series there, and actually made my debut at this ground about three and a half years ago. So, but in that series, it had a similar pattern to this. We love losing the test matches, but coming back well in the one days. And I think for this group to, you know, with a lot of inexperience really at playing overseas, to hopefully win the series tomorrow and put in a good performance would do a lot for the confidence of our changing room. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, any time you see Ian Bell's name not in an England squad in the last 10 years, you'd be very surprised. So, you know, he's a class player. He's done it over a number of years for England. And as everyone knows, when he is at the peak of his powers, he's one of the best players in the world. So, you know, for him, I hope that he, whatever, if it is, to be left out maybe will galvanise him to come back stronger again. And but you know, it's probably a surprise to everyone. But like I said, you know, international sport, you know, that's what we sign up for, and I think everyone knows that.